Hypernatural, the best men's polo shirts of 2024 as voted by Men's Journal. Hypernatural offers polos, tees, and button-ups that deliver an unmatched comfort and style, featuring Hypercool J technology for natural cooling. Enjoy an exclusive discount with my promo code DANDZ, and that can be used at hypernaturalstyle.com.
Order up. It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, in honor of the breaking news that Sean McDermott is out of a job, we are going to order up the best candidates for that job.
Oh, okay.
There are so many candidates and so many jobs. So, there are plenty of names, plenty of big names still available, but there can be only one. From 5 to 1, who are your best candidates for the Buffalo Bills job, D?
All right, so at number 5, I'm going with Clint Kubiak. He's currently the offensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks. I think he's done an amazing job with Sam Darnold this year, JSN, Charbonneau, KW the third in Seattle. They have the 6th best offense in the league. So bring him in. You know, you want to keep Josh on pace. You want to keep him on par. Maybe teach him something that Joe Brady hasn't already. Number 4, John Gruden. John Gruden has familiarity with bringing someone else's team to the Super Bowl and getting over the hump. No, but think about it. I mean, it could be that Sean McDermott is just a regular season coach and they need a team. They need a coach that brings them over the hump. They need a, you know, a guy like that. There are just some coaches that can get to Super Bowls. There are some guys that can just figure it out better than others. So I'd say, yeah, John Gruden, and he'd love to coach Josh Allen. Next one would be Mike McDaniel. Miami never quit on him.
That's
you
true.
You can say what you want.
That's true.
They never quit on that guy. He's an offensive-minded person. He's going to get his guys to play. He's going to get them up to play. I think offensively he's brilliant, and I don't think they'll play hard for him. And it's a good city too. I think Josh McDaniels. I mean, I think he crushed it with Brady for many years. Now he's already turned Mac Jones around. Not Mac Jones. He's already turned May around, right? He's gotten the best out of him. Maybe this is what just Josh needs. He just needs some fine tuning to not turn the ball over in big moments. And my last choice is just an obvious one. I think this is the route they're probably going to go. Is just Joe Brady. He's their offensive coordinator. He understands the importance of balance. He understands running the football. He understands that Josh can't do it all and be Superman. He can't be.
No.
Right? We've learned this. You can't be the leading rusher. You can't be the guy that turns over the ball the most. You just need to pass the fucking football to our team. That's what you need to do. So I'm going to go with Joe Brady at number 1. What do you got, Z?
More Labs Morning Recovery is the number 1 alcohol recovery supplement that helps you wake up clear-headed and refreshed. Clinically proven and trusted by thousands, with 20 million plus bottles sold and a 4.9 star rating, it works. Try it risk-free. Enjoy an exclusive 25% off discount on any product using our promo code DNZ at morelabs.com. That's 25% off using the promo code DNZ. morelabs.com. I mean, that makes the most sense in the world, but also Joe Brady's offense has kind of been at the helm for this. So I don't know how much of a hit he takes. And now that McDermott's gone, that kind of maybe teams are going to start to look around for Joe Brady as a possible OC or a head coach candidate.
Yes, he already interviewed for Baltimore.
There you go.
And I think he interviewed for one other position.
So he's already a hot commodity coming around the league. So they're going to have to work hard to keep him. Number 5, I'm going to go with Josh Allen's previous offensive coordinator, Brian Daboll. Familiar with the organization.
Going back to Dave's, when
Daboll was there, Josh was his most explosive, right? And that's not necessarily a good thing, but Pegula might prefer to bring a local guy familiar with the organization and familiar with the talent back. And Dable's got a little bit of something to prove, right? He's got a lot of something to prove that he actually can do the job. And the whole thing was that he was trying to recreate Josh Allen in the aggregate. And now he's got the real thing. He's got the genuine article again. So let's see. Maybe he would be inclined to go for that job. Number four, Mike McDaniel. But Mike McDaniel, in that system, I think Josh Allen would be like crazy good, right? It made Tua competent. It made him a decent NFL quarterback. Granted, he couldn't stay healthy. But when Tua was delivering the ball on time, they were putting 70 up on people. So it's a prolific offense. Yeah. And
on the Broncos,
exactly. So they can run it up under Mike McDaniel. The question is, can he do it in cold weather? Because we've seen him not do well in cold weather. We've seen that. So I don't know if the offense will translate. It's great in September. It's great in October. We'll see what it's like in January in the frigid Orchard Park. But on the surface, Mike McDaniel will be a great hire. If you're just looking for a competent, steady head coach presence, who's going to be there to kind of take over the reins and be a custodian and just kind of grow the product, Mike McCarthy is still a good option. I know he gets a bad rap because he only won one with Aaron Rodgers. Well, Josh Allen's won nothing. So he still has a pelt on the wall. You bring him in, he's got cred. He has cred in your organization. So why not? He knows how to coach a run game. They know how to coach defense. That will continue this trajectory, right? The Cowboys stayed afloat. The Packers stayed afloat. Steady Eddie, Mike McCarthy. Number two, Joe Brady. I think Joe Brady is the most logical choice. He's already in the building. You want to keep him. He's done a good job. He has a good relationship with Josh Allen. Is he going to be the play caller? That is the problem that we've had with OCs, right? And even defensive coordinators. You now become the head coach. Are you going to cede authority to somebody else, or are you going to keep going with the play call? Some guys are able to do it, other guys aren't. So it's a learning curve for Joe Brady. And it becomes a question of, is the offense going to suffer and is the rest of the team going to suffer because he's no longer as hands-on or too hands-on? We're going to see because he hasn't done it before. And number one, it's going to cost you the most, but I think Mike Tomlin. We've seen this before. He's won a Super Bowl with another coach's team, right? Bill Cowher leaves. Mike Tomlin, amazing. Fantastic. And he finally has a quarterback. He's been trying to replace Ben Roethlisberger for years. I would say he upgraded, right? Tomlin knows defense. If he can bring that Steeler intensity on defense and just not fuck up the offense, Buffalo's going to be A-okay. The only question is, what's it going to cost you? And are the Pegulas and the Bills willing to pay it? Those are our candidates. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast. Drop us a line on X @faderoutedNZ and let us know who your candidates for the Buffalo Bills job are. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey,
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.